Daniel Snyder said he would not have survived his 15-year battle with drug addiction if it was happening today, during the toxic drug crisis that has claimed hundreds of lives in Langley City and Township alone. My addiction journey unfolded before fentanyl saturated the drug supply, allowing me the time, the years, the space that I needed to navigate my struggles without the heightened risk of overdose that everyone is facing today, said Snyder, chair of the Langley Overdose Response Community Action Team, which organized the Overdose Awareness Day vigil in Langley City's Douglas Park on Saturday, August 31. All my drug use was hidden, using alone, locked behind closed doors, said Cinder, one of the speakers at the vigil. And for that reason, I know I would not have survived in this era of fentanyl. Held worldwide, Overdose Awareness Day aims to raise awareness of overdoses, reduce the stigma of drug-related deaths and acknowledge the grief felt by families and friends. An estimated 334 people have died from drug overdose in Langley City and Township since toxic drugs were declared a public health crisis in 2016, 15,438 people in all of BC. 6 people every day still, so 6 today, 6 tomorrow, and I don't see this changing in the foreseeable future, Snyder told the Langley Advance Times. Those lives are meaningful. Those are important people. Their brothers, their children, friends, family, and they're no longer with us. Hundreds gathered in Langley City's Douglas Park Saturday night for a candlelight vigil to honor the memory of the many who died from drug overdoses, after it was declared a crisis. pic.twitter.com/347h00gb9e Langley Advance Times, at Langley Times, September 1, 2024. Memorial hearts with the names and, sometimes, photos of Langley overdose victims were attached to trees and light standards throughout the park for the vigil. Some of the family and friends who attended wrote messages to their loved ones on paper bags that were illuminated by electric candles placed inside. Not all overdose victims are battling addictions, Snyder told the crowd. There's many using toxic substances, a reality that does not necessarily equate to addiction, but often does. It is crucial that we begin to separate the issue of toxic drug poisoning from the overlapping, but rather distinct issue of addiction in our country. The evening closed with Amazing Grace, played by Piper Tiffany Daniel, a director of the Nate D. Foundation, which works to find treatment for people struggling with addiction like her late son, who died from an overdose in 2021. Today's event is actually very important for our community, Daniel said. This is where we all unite and stand together and support each other, those who've been affected by the loss of overdose, and support those that are suffering with their loved ones that are in active addiction. It's very important to end the stigma and talk about it,